Blog Talk Radio.
Confused, I tell you how I feel. I'm in love because you more than a woman. Body touching, swear you give me the chills. Solving your problems, you pull all this trauma, and I don't wanna get in the way. If I want your heart, I'ma find it. I'm tryna be honest, I don't wanna come into play. You get it off on your mama, I know all about it. You keep me around every day. Holding yourself like a scholar, you all about a dollar. You don't wanna fuck with a lame. I know you tired of the game, I know you tired of waiting. I know you tryna be patient, you did amazing. And I ain't tryna change it, I love the smell of your face. You got me sprung, just loving you is dangerous. Give you my all, I'm hoping you can take it. Love you too much to sit and try to fake it. Always know what you want and never say shit.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakeem Legal.
Hey, peace, Queen.
How are you?
Hold on, one second. I got it.
You said you hear echo?
Yeah.
I have to play engineer on the spot. All right, there we are.
Okay.
It's gone.
Okay.
So for those who are listening online, if your eardrums just got blown out, I apologize.
Okay.
I'm doing good.
You're doing good. Okay. It's just a little, this weather has been a little chilly.
I'll take that over the heat any day.
Listen, one minute it was almost perfect, and then all of a sudden, boom. Yesterday, thought I was cute, going outside, arms freezing. Got out my car like, what?
You was out there fly as shit, huh?
I said, that's not good. Trying to take a picture outside. I said, let me get back in my vehicle. Cause, where the heat at?
You got this stunting on the pot.
Sure. I like more spring. Not too hot, not too cold. People see me the less in the wintertime. But other than that, I was good. I'm just not, it's confusing the heck out of me with this weather. I hope it make up his mind.
Africa. Yeah, we definitely need to figure that out. Because Mother Nature is off the reservation. This half, I don't know if she's coming or going. Next week, I heard that we got like 5 days in the 90s. So, there you go.
Mm-hmm. That's probably when I be packing. I don't know how to pack. I got to pack double the clothes because I don't know. I just don't know. Mm-hmm. 1 minute it'll be hot, then it'll be a little breeze. So, but oh, we're here and we get to enjoy the cold and hot. So I'm fine with that. Are you ready for today's show?
Yes, I'm as ready can get. How about you? You ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready. I'm on my toes. I know they were trying to keep me on my toes. I'm on my toes. I'm, you know, we're doing this Q&A session. And we're going to be answering some questions that were submitted about sex, life, and relationships. All questions is welcome. 515-605-9823. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. Disclaimer. You're going to get the raw, honest, unfiltered truth, our opinion, how we feel. We're going to give you advice. We're going to tell you what you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. And so, submit at your own risk. Ooh, today was my kid's first day of school. That's probably why I felt like it went so fast. But, but I'm ready.
Okay. Well, over in the Facebook Reality Talk Network group, JoJo Red asked our first question tonight. She says, do you think that it's time for the brown and black communities to come together more to solve some of our issues?
I think we've been should have came together. The problem is we have so much of a divide. You know, it's always something or someone that caused division between everybody because they know what strength in numbers. We have the same issues. You know, we both have the same concerns, and we got the power to do something about it. We formed together instead of being. I mean, you know, when we've broken up and we're against each other, then it's easier to be attacked. But, yeah, we got to get it together. I mean, I'm always, you know, for my black and brown people. But I just wish we knew that we should be on the same side. I mean, some of us do, but not as many. This braces for episode 11 hip hop, I swear, but that's another story. I'm sure that's gonna come up somewhere along the line. But we just gotta make sure that the people that we are coming together with is on the same page, has the same beliefs, want the same end goal, you know, that we're on the same page. Because we can't be fighting the same war on the same team with different agendas.
Yeah, I completely agree. Because, I mean, I'm glad she said more because there are plenty of instances where the black and brown community, Afro-Americans, Latino Americans are all coming together on some small scale projects. We need big scale to serious impact stuff. Trade, economics, education, just overall fundamental money issues where we are buying from each other and supporting each other versus taking the money out of the community. You know what I mean? Everybody, I get the sense of tribalism, where Latinos are going to cover them, we cover us. The problem is, we don't cover us. Latinos cover each other. We don't cover us. So,
right.
yes, we do need to do more of the small things, but we need a lot of big things. And there are a lot of organizations out there that are addressing this issue regarding education, investing, and, you know, just money issues. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's going to take to improve things. So just imagine a community where black and brown people are buying goods and services from each other, and we're helping police our own community. We're looking out for each other. It can happen. Mm-hmm. It's happening in some places. It can happen here.
Yeah. That's why I tell people all the time. I said you gotta look at everybody else is looking out for themselves. Their people. You know, they not letting nobody come in and cause the riffraff and the division in it. So we got to get it together.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. And no, we're not talking about poppy stores, cat collars. A poppy store in the middle of 57th Street is exactly what we're talking about here. It is an example of the small economic moves, but it's not the same as, hey, let's go into business together, or hey, let me buy supplies from you for my business, you buy supplies from me. You know, that's a big difference. Okay. All right. The next question we got is from Letitia Banks. What's up, Tish? In the group, she says, is kink shaming at an all-time high, or is it just me? I hate people calling others weird for having certain kinks.
As more things come to things different. I think it's always been there. It's just people have a platform to voice it. Just like people have a platform to show what they're into. And that comes a lot with some people not having an open mind, and some people not understanding or not even trying to understand why people are into some things. You know, if it ain't what they into, it's weird. If it's different, it's weird. You know, if it's they don't understand it, or hey, they never know. They may like it. Some people are into certain things or thought about certain things, but just not, you know, bold enough to step out on that limb and try it. Some people not in tune with their sexuality. So they upset with other people because they are able to do things freely. So, I mean, it's there just like anything else. It's always been there. It's just now people have that platform to voice it, you know, get it out there to more people. So, but.
Yeah, it's definitely on the rise. Kink shaming is getting worse. It's always been a thing, especially with men, who will clown or call what another man doing with his woman weird or that's gay, and you know, especially when it comes to eating ass. You know what I mean? Or when it comes to certain things that some people like that others just don't. The first go-to is that's weird to me. Or something's wrong with you. How about you mind your fucking business? If you don't like it, you just don't like it. There's nothing anywhere that says that you have to agree with anyone else's sexual desires, kinks, fetishes, whatever. We got to get past that, because that puts a stigma, it increases the stigma in the narratives out there that something is wrong with you, and you're not going to enjoy. You're not going to have fun. You're going to be too busy worried about what someone else thinks of you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them people. Now, you ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
All right. Mika Hayes from out of Raleigh says, hey guys, this is my second time listening to you. My cousin put me on a couple months ago, but here's my question for this month. Recently, my husband forgot my birthday again. Mm-hmm. I gave him a break in 2019 because the pandemic hit. Everyone was sick. But I am not forgiving him this time. I think I want a divorce. Do you think I'm overreacting, or am I justified?
I mean, I think it got to be more than just the birthday being forgotten about, you know, for somebody to want a divorce. So maybe she needs to sit and really think, is it really about the birthday, or is that just the icing on the cake? Now, as far as how do you forget somebody's birthday that you're married to? I'm also curious. I forgot, because you don't forget about, you know, your mate's birthday. That's just like saying you forgot about rent. It comes the same time, this the same day, you know. So that's a red flag right there, because it could be other things. Maybe he didn't forget. Maybe he just don't care. I know certain people think about birthdays differently. Some people make a big deal about it. Some people just another day. But everybody wants it to be acknowledged. You know, I mean, a simple thing. He didn't have to do something super big. But I think it's more issues than just the birthday thing. And I, like I said, I don't think he forgot. So if she's thinking about a divorce, it's other things. But I also feel like a conversation should be had, some counseling, individual and couples, just to kind of see what's the real issue and if it's something that can be fixed. But you shouldn't let them get away with the first time. See, that's the problem. When people have an issue with something and they don't address it and they continue to let it happen, then they're saying that it's okay. You know, but I can't say she overreacting or not, just because I think it's more to it. I don't think it's just a birthday. You know what I'm saying? It can't be. If it was absolutely just a birthday and nothing else, I'd be like, yeah, you're overreacting. Yes, you have entitlement to feel a certain way about it, but that's a little extreme. You know, that's like from, you know, you forgot my birthday to, you know, just let's end it, you know. But I think it's other stuff.
Hell yeah, it's other stuff. Probably his side chick got him spun around a little bit. But let me not put that on that man jacket. I don't know what he's doing. are you justified? I mean, but do you think she's really justified? I mean, me personally, if you feel like you are, then you are. You're the injured party here. You know what I mean?
It's like nobody can tell you to get married. Somebody can't tell you not to get married or stay in a relationship or stay in a marriage. But I think that was just a last straw. You know, I don't think that's the only issue.
Yeah. It's time to get a side date. But I don't know. I think that it's something that you have to decide. If you feel as though that this is something that you just can't overlook this time, yeah, or at least separate, go get counseling, go do something other than what you've been doing. Because let me tell you something, for you to write us, to tell us, you're pissed. And if you try to hold on to this marriage with that in your mind, you're going to be hanging it over his head. You're going to constantly be torturing this man. Not to say that he don't deserve some kind of punishment, but you're not going to have a healthy relationship. There's nothing healthy that's going to happen here. All right. We got one. Got a good one here for you. This one is from our old buddy Troy. Troy says, I was on break talking to some of the fellas, And one of my homeboys actually sit there and tell me about his ex who is addicted to cheating. She says it's her kink and fetish. Is this real? Is there actually a kink and fetish for cheating and messing with other people's husbands?
That's what they want to call it. But, is it, Malcolm? Because I think we got another name for it. But is it?
Yeah.
I know some people do like being... I know some people do like being the side because they don't have the responsibilities of the main or the obligations as the main, but I wouldn't want to be with nobody with that.
She has a cheating fetish, which a lot of people got and don't realize it. And the actual kink is called the homebreaker kink.
So when you think somebody gets a hoe or a dog, then they're not. It's a fetish.
That is. Let's be honest. That's nigga talk. That's stuff that people say that we've been hearing. You know, our parents and friends and fans. It's stuff that they say in the hood, outside of our community. Who gives a shit? Because let's be honest, we're calling women hoes out here who aren't cheating or being a part of cheating. You know what I mean? And the same thing with a dude fuck more than a couple of chicks in a certain point in time, he's thought. So, but when it comes to the cheating part, they get a rush. You know, that desire and to want to be a part of either cheating on their mate or being a part of someone cheating on their mate. And it gets off. That's the fetish aspect. The actual action is the home wrecker kink. You either wrecking your home or you're wrecking somebody else's.
And if somebody got that kink, they better stay away from me. Like I said, to each his own. You've got to understand the things that come along.
I know a few people. I know a few people who are into it. But it's more structured than just, let me go find somebody's husband, or let me go find somebody. Well, actually, his brother's out there. It's like, yo, I'm looking for somebody with a dude because I don't want the full-time headache. I just want to be the part-time dick that she hop up and down on. It's some snipers out there. It's some snipers out there. All right.
And y'all don't say I'm kink shaming. I'm just saying I don't want to deal with someone that's into that. I feel like when you're into certain things, and I've stated it before, that you should find somebody else that's into those things or okay with those things, only because it's certain things that come along with it. And, you know, when you get people's feelings involved, you know, it's consequences and stuff to that, whether it's, you know, a breakup or whatever, you know, so...
Mm. Being perfectly honest with you, I've been here. I didn't have a problem with popping somebody else's chick. I was in the real dark place. I get it because it's fun. It's the rush. You know, it's the idea of taking what belongs to somebody else, and it's the ego boost. I get it. I definitely get it. Not you should call me a home wrecker. I ain't never wrecked no homes, but I participated. Yes, it did. Okay. This one, this person wants to remain anonymous. She recently found a condom in her baby daddy's car. Her car went down, had to go in a shop for 3 days, so she was using his car. Since her job is further from their house, she would drop him off and take the car, pick him up, you know, so forth and so on. and she recently reached in the armrest and found three Trojan men. Now, they've been together for 7 years with a four-year-old son, and they haven't ever used condoms. So what on earth is going on? She confronted him. He said that, he said that he was holding them for his homie. Does he think that she is a complete dickhead? Help, queen. Should I throw this motherfucker out, or should I try to work it out?
Nope. Bye. Bye.
Hey.
First of all, it's the excuse for me. If your friend or whoever can't hold their own condoms, they don't need to be having sex. Let's just get that out the way. Like, he should never put himself in a situation to jeopardize his relationship, because him having them in the car where they can easily be seen just by her going to even to reach for anything. And they're going to come with that story. I'm going to advise him her to leave, because that's just saying it's okay. If he is cheating, it's saying it's okay. He could have came up with something better than him holding it 4 foot. You even laughed when you heard that excuse. Do not act like I'm being harsh. 7 years,
hey,
a 4 year old.
Hey, listen, man.
Yeah.
Maybe his homie had a pair of sweats with no pockets. He said, I'll hold them for you, and I'll give them back. Or just call me, I'll drop them off. Maybe he got a little condom delivery thing going on. Shoot this man some
dough. Planned Parenthood? No.
I was holding them for the homies. That's the best you could come up with?
Man.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but just know, sometimes people forgive people. You have to clearly know. If you do not tell him or have a conversation or even act like or entertain, you're going to forgive him if you really can't. If it's going to, you're not going to be able to trust him, it's going to have you searching through phones and looking for evidence and driving yourself crazy, wondering where he at, what he's doing, because clearly he didn't give you any indication to make you feel like he was cheating. But that right there is a sign. So it's not like he was, reading from this. I don't think he was doing anything that she thought he was sneaking around or anything. That means he's just damn good at it. And had your car not went in the shop, he must have forgot to take him out. So
that's,
I say,
crazy.
If you can truly forgive, then do not put yourself through it, because you're going to drive yourself crazy, being with somebody that you can't trust, and you got to follow behind, and you got to play detective and all that. It's not worth that. You know whether you can truly forgive or not, but tell Mr. Planned Parenthood, the Cosmic Crusader, I'm telling you, holding it for a friend.
So wait. You never held no rubbers, no Plan B. You never held none for a homie?
Absolutely not. That's their responsibility.
It's so stupid just to say it. I'm just trying.
Absolutely not. It's a difference between having something and somebody asking if you got one, opposed to you holding it for them. What is that?
I can see, okay, I got them, I keep them on me, because, you never know when you need them. And I'm like, yo, you got a condom on you? Somebody go see this chick? I can see that. But when you are in a 7-year relationship, you ain't y'all been fucking raw this whole time? Bro, you caught up. Confess your sins. And pray that she gives you another shot at it. If not, rule out. Leave that woman alone. I will say this. I do commend him for using condoms. Because dudes out here They smashing they side chicks raw, making babies, catching STIs, bringing home the wifey. Yo, I'm just happy he's strapping up. Just happy.
No, no, I hear you, but
All right. All right, Tish Banks. Okay, we covered her with pink semen. All right, this one is Lady Wren. Lady Wren is saying, why is it a double standard for men to want, okay, we heard this 1,000 times, for men to want multiple women, but we can't have multiple men? I just had this conversation with an ex who's trying to get back, and he was telling me his fantasies, and I told him mine, and conversation ended quite quickly. Why are men this fucked up?
Their ego. Also, they're worrying about the competition. Maybe they ain't where they supposed to be at in that department, so they scared that somebody else will come along and take you. Because we know everybody is not all that in that department like they, that they want everybody to believe. I just was having a conversation with somebody. I'm like, every time you hear a song, this guy's talking about all what they can do to somebody, and probably half of them can't even do it. It just sounds good coming out their mouth. Like, I'm tired of everybody acting like they, every man acting like they the best in bed. But women got to stop lying to these guys. But I'm a firm believer. Don't expect anything from someone else that you're not able to get. So do not expect for a woman to be with just you and you want multiple women. But don't want her to even, don't even want to entertain the idea or accept the fact that, hey, you may not be the only piece of meat she wants. But, yeah, it has a lot to do with their self-esteem, their egos, don't want to feel less than, or like they're not satisfying you, you need somebody else. Well, how do you think she may feel? It's not necessarily true, and it depends on the individual, you know, the woman. But the same thing that might be running through a man's head, he needs to be able to understand, like, those same things could be running through a female's head. You know, a lot of times females be agreeing with stuff that they know they ain't okay with. Stop doing that, because it's only going to get worse. But, yeah, since you are a man, what's your take on it?
She's absolutely right. We have a double standard. A lot of men can't handle the idea of another dude popping a chick. We can pop 1,000 women, but our woman can't get one extra day. It's not right. It's not fair, but that's the way it is. I'm a little more liberal on that kind of thing. So, but I don't know. I've been around the block a few times. So I don't share all of that. Some of it, yes, but not all of it. And in my bias at times, yes. My double standards work with me too sometimes, and it's me being honest. But in this particular, we got to be honest about it. She's absolutely right. Some brothers are not down with giving you your fair shot at it. So we'll just keep it a bean. Auntie Sugar says, when you tell them they are not the best, they get angry. Regarding the dudes with not too good of a stroke. She's absolutely right. Some brothers really get new films.
They're getting mad about something that they already know. Some of y'all are so freaking delusional. You know you're not the biggest. You know you're not the best. You know you don't have the most stamina. That's the problem. They lying to themselves, and they want you to be just as delusional as they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's ego and it's pride. You know, it's ego and it's pride. And for some reason, a lot of us have been allowed to carry a sense of delusion for way too long. We had a couple of checks that blew our heads off and made us think, you know what I mean, we got the dick, we think dick on the mountain. And then we deal with someone who's been around a little bit more, got a little more sexual experience, and she's like, nah, that thing, it's barely all right. No, I ain't giving you no threesome when I don't even, I nut off you eating me. I don't nut off the dick. Dudes being they fellas. And here's the hard truth. Me personally, I would rather a woman tell me I'm not pleasing her, tell me that I'm not satisfying her so I can go handle my business to step my game up, than to not tell me. Because at this point, when you finally get mad at me, because you know that's when it's going to come out, when you get pissed off, that's when I'm here. And now I got to look at you sideways because you've been faking a phone call this time. I'm up here thinking I'm at Pound Town and I'm say again.
I said when I do what I mean, when I stop the session because they ain't doing what they supposed to do, I mean. If I tell them I can't do this because it ain't where it's supposed to be at, I mean. But you say you want somebody to be honest, but I guess that goes for, I guess the individual because. Oh, that's one thing I'm not going to do is settle or fake the funk. And plus, that new chick probably just not in love. That old chick probably was in love. So it was other factors that made it good to her.
Yeah.
But carry on.
All right. Okay, that's a good one. We don't get many of these. This one is from Brenda. And Brenda is from Camden. And she says, hey, guys, I am a 48-year-old widow who has been recently dating a younger guy. He has been giving me the best sex I've had in a long time. And I recently started getting into the hot wife cuckold ideal of things. And I personally want to cuck him with an old college friend of mine. I actually want to sit back and watch him pound her out the way he does me. It's a turn on of mine. It's something I fantasize about. But here's the catch. He's super, super vanilla. He's really not into it. I try to get him to watch porn. He doesn't even want to address it. But this is something I want. Should I just give it up? Should I find somebody else to do it? Or should I continue to try to convince him?
I mean, if you mention it and he's not into it, I wouldn't badger or try to talk, like, you know, pressure anybody into doing it. Because, you know, we talked about that before in the show, you know. Because sometimes people cave into doing stuff that they really don't want to do just for the sake of the other person. Now, is they exclusive or they just, you know.
Just dating. Dating in Pound Town. So, recently.
Yeah, because the reason why I asked this is because if it's not understanding and they didn't have a conversation with, you know, just them two, then she can explore. But I wouldn't. She said he don't even want to watch porn. So if he don't want to watch somebody on TV doing it, there's no way he's going to do it. Because what she needs to understand is trying to pressure him and talk him into doing it. You said that's the best of your life. You're going to lose that. So, I don't believe in telling someone that, first of all, if she's into something, she should have a conversation. But because I know me, if I'm into something and my mate is not into it, then eventually it's going to be a problem because you're not going to be you know, completely satisfied because you're missing something, you know, out of your sex life. You know, just because that person isn't missing anything, that doesn't mean it won't affect the sex life. So if she's not, if they're not just locked in, them two, if she want to explore, let her explore. But oh, she already got somebody in mind. What? She's so good, they don't want to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, and they two different age brackets. They looking at things differently. That's why it's good to be with somebody that's into the things that you're into. Because this could be a big problem. Somebody's going to have to cave in. One, either he's going to have to do something he really don't want to do that may damage, you know, what they have. Or she's going to go without. And then after a while, she's going to yearn for that. But.
Well, I mean, this is our first female cuckold situation. And there's a couple things wrong here. You said that you and he have been dating and he's been giving you the best sex you've ever had, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I get all that. Then you say you've been interested into the hot wife cook scenarios and the lifestyle. This is...
You get a fault in my inner lifestyle.
Yeah. You jumped into a... What happens is, this is the left behind theory. You jump out ahead with your fantasies, and you chose things and you chose a lifestyle direction that your partner isn't willing to go. Now, I'm assuming based off what you said that you just fell into this thing after the fact. Y'all already into it. You're going to have to make a serious choice. You're dating a young guy, which is weird, a young guy that don't want to fuck another chick in front of you. That's church ego, too. But anyway, you know, it's one of these situations to where you either going to have to bury it until he opens up about it, two, go find somebody else to do it, which means you have to change your dynamic. You didn't say if you guys were official. You said dating, but I'm going to assume you're official. You're going to have to change some dynamics. Or are you going to just go fucking cheat? I don't tell you. If you just want to see people fuck, you know, you could go find your local swinger situation and watch people fuck if you just want to be a person that watches that thing. But when you're cucking, it's your mate with someone else while you're front row seat. So I don't know how much this helped, but, you know. Oh, man. So, ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
All right. This one is from Call Me Cold Shoulder. All right, Cold Shoulder. She said, how do I tell my boyfriend that me and his girlfriend are moving to Oregon in less than a week, 1 month after I found out he cheated on me. Long story short, the chick that he was cheating with, I met, and unbeknownst to me, she revealed that she was dating a guy, and boom, she showed me the guy, and it's him. So me and her have been kicking it. I like her, and we're both moving to Oregon together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how does she tell him, Queen?
Just tell him.
Ghetto TV,
I mean,
movie shit.
Right. It's a week away. Hey, I mean, just tell him. I mean, and if you want to tell him it all. You know. So he can know he didn't get away with what he was doing. But yeah, I mean, it's just so simple to come out and tell it. Now, I don't know if this person is a violent person or, you know, whatever, to the point where she's hesitating. Because if you're moving, you're moving. You made the decision. You said a week away. So that means you already have you know, you already have an apartment. You should be packed up. Do they live together? Because how could he not see she packed up? But, yeah, you just come on and tell him. I mean, I'm curious about those things. How does he not know that she's even packed up to be going anywhere unless he thinks she's coming too and just don't know that he's been replaced two times. He's been replaced twice.
Right.
And I'm curious. So she found out, and then she decided to meet up with this girl, and they clicked. Did the other girl cut him off, or she still was, you know, they both were just doing what they do to buy their time until it was the end? I'm very curious about that. But,
yeah, right back. I want some more detail. This shit's spicy as fuck.
And you know, she fell for her, but it's just them bonding off of the fact that they both was thinking that they were in a relationship with somebody and that person had somebody else, or is this seriously real to make this move? Like, y'all talk about moving to a whole nother state with each other and building a life.
Yeah,
that's a whole
we
need more. I am so interested. I'm invested now. I need to know. but I have so many questions that I need answered.
I wanted to sell this story so they can make a Tubi movie for this ridiculous bullshit. Listen, man, whatever y'all do, he earned it. He asked for it. You know what I mean? When we play the game, we get caught up, and we got to pay the piper. That's how it works.
Yeah, but it can't be that hard to sell them. Especially when the decision has been made. The decision is already made. It can't be that hard.
Yeah, I hope he does that type of pop the fuck off, because you're going to fuck her and find out. let me offer, how about everybody sit down and talk and just have one big old poly.
See, maybe that could have happened if she would have did that first. Since she chose to go the other route, like if it was me, I wouldn't. Because, I mean, some people would, but I wouldn't, because, you know, you chose to be deceitful and sneaky about it. And, you know, people like that, you can give them what they want, and then they'll still. He'll get both of them and then still go cheating, looking for somebody else. But I think they got their mind made up, but they, when they was planning to move, they didn't ask him if he wanted to come. So, Shoot, they already put their change of address form with the postal wall. Postal wall.
Mm-hmm.
He signed the lease and everything.
Moving to Oregon, too. Yeah, I know a couple freaks out there. Portland. I know how y'all do out there. Out there by the water. Freak asses. Okay. It's a lifestyle question for you, Queen. This person wrote five paragraphs, so let me try to sum it up real quick. Miss Cocktail, nice name. Miss Cocktail says that her and her fiance are in the lifestyle. They do swingers, parties, they do events. Yes, they do have sex with other people. She recently got a little too drunk at an event, had sex with a few different guys and a few different girls, came home and got in bed without washing, and her fiance, who didn't go to the event, by the way, he allowed her to go, you know, by herself, he proceeds to do the yum-yums. And now she feels guilty. She doesn't know if he realized she was cream pie the previous night. So how should she break it to him? Because the guilt is killing her. Should she say something to him? Or should she just swallow it and just leave it be?
No pun intended.
I wish that. Fuck up.
Well, first of all, she should have stopped him. Don't feel bad about you. Why? How you going to feel bad about it now when you had the opportunity to stop him and get your ass up and go on? I'm baffled with this one because she had an opportunity for it not to happen. In that moment, did she just feel like it was okay?
Well, she said she was drunk, came home, passed out, woke up with him doing the yum-yums. And the problem is he was eating mayonnaise.
I don't know. We heard something similar to this before, but maybe he did know. But
bruh.
Oh my god.
Don't tell me. Just don't tell me. Let me think that. But here's the other side.
She ain't doing
it
for
him. I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
No, I'm just saying she's not doing it for him. She's doing it for her. Once she proceeded to let him continue, because I don't know what consequence you're going to get, sweetie. Because that's a big one right there. Like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. What did you think she was out there doing? I need more details
right
now. And give me your phone up. I need to call and talk to somebody.
Right. Now, while you reading this story, I'm thinking the same thing. Like, okay, he knew she went to the party, so he should have made sure before he went down there that she freshened up. Even if, I understand some people want to, the snack on something early in the morning. But at the same time, it's like, you know where she was at. You know, did she smell like Dove or Bath and Body or Victoria? Like, I'm just saying. Like, I would have double checked that.
I'm going to tell you right now.
She feel bad because eating her up now, but she could have stopped it. Let's get that straight. She could have stopped it, but you didn't because you was being selfish. It must have felt so good that you didn't want to stop it. And now, for your own sanity, for your peace of mind, so you won't feel like you did something wrong. You did. You did something wrong. You were wrong. You were wrong for allowing it to go down. But him, he has some responsibilities to hold in this too. Because you know where he was at. Because you said she was allowed to go. He just in the tent. And he know how you get down.
Mm-mm. Yeah. See.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to be a lot of slow singing, flower bringing.
All right. I don't know what it's going to be.
Yo, don't have me. Don't be having me eating some sloppy seconds, yo. What the fuck? You could have said something. Because I ain't fresh down here. Smack me inside the head. Do fucking something. Don't, but you dead ass wrong for that. But here's the flip side from personal experience. If you have someone in your life who's an active, keyword is active person who does these swinger things, you're not going unless, she's not going to go unless she's getting fucked. She says she played with girls and guys. So, what did you think you were nibbling on? You really think after a drunken night at a swinger event, they come home and get in the shower? Fuck no. Motherfuckers is tired. They go to sleep. They laying there smelling like multiple sex partners, other people's cologne, funk-ass undons because they've been in there sweating, and goddamn liquor. And you... He a nasty, he a wild boy. There ain't no way in hell I'm Nah, he wild as shit. But if it's bothering you that much, tell him he probably ain't going to give a shit. Because there's no way you can go to these kind of events and not know. And you know your woman. And for some reason, I'm getting the vibes that she was going to behave that way whether he was there or not. My question is, when he went down there, my issue is when he went down there, how come he smelled a taste latex? So she was in there just getting creamed out. So, and I ain't shaming. I know a bunch of cum sluts. They're some of my favorite people in the world. But ain't nobody in no rush to eat you. And, bro, how you not know what nuts? Come on. Sometimes us dudes, when we bust in a woman and then we want to round two and we want to eat some more, and we forget that we bust like 20 minutes, a half hour later, you taste that shit. Oh, well, get your ass in some water. Go bird bath and come back. I don't want to taste that shit. You know what I mean? So how do you not know? Well,
remember the last one. The last story that got new. So I don't know. Side eye.
Bad blowjobs. That's what this one is called. And this person wants to know, how do I tell my girl that she is the worst at giving dick sucks? It's like cake with no icing. Her mouth just hovers over it. No suction, no power. It's the worst. It ain't floppy toppy. It's just straight up bullshit. I tried to talk her into trying different techniques. I showed her some videos, some stuff from Twitter. This is just the worst. Please, what techniques and tips can y'all offer that is real easy without me feeling like I'm offending her?
Well, first of all, she's already messing up, because if somebody's trying to get you to do something different with it, then clearly what you're doing is not working. So she should have got that hint. And she shouldn't be, well, first of all, don't say she's the worst ever. Don't say that to her. The worst ever.
Trash, shorty.
You know? But her goal is supposed to be to please you, like your goal is supposed to be to please her. So whatever she doing might have worked with people in the past, but it's just not working with you. You need something different. Why she doing it? Once you got her, if you got to lift her head up a little bit more so she'll be on the right angle, if you got to talk her through it while she's doing it, then you can do that too. But if she's a person that act like she can't listen or be taught when it comes to things like that, then you fighting a losing battle. Because everybody's supposed to know that what may have worked with the last may not work with the current and may not work with the next. Everybody's body is different. They have different needs and different wants. So they're supposed to be willing to change up some things. Nobody want no damn one-trick pony now. But when you in the midst of it, or if you start turning her down like, oh, no, I don't want no hair. You ain't got to... Maybe she'll get the hint. There's no sense for you be putting yourself through that damn torture to make herself feel like she's doing something.
Yeah, I'm going to let me help you out here. Worst blowjob ever. A lot of women out there are running around thinking they throat goats. And they ain't shit when it comes to the suck dick sucking part. It's a whole lot of it. It's your job as the man to be honest and articulate to her how you like it. Because guess what? If you was eating her and she wasn't happy, I would like to think that she would tell you how to properly eat her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have her sitting there thinking that she's fucking giving you porn star treatment, and that shit ain't no porn star, that shit trash. The The worst feeling in the world is wanting your dick sucked and you get home and this motherfucker don't know how to do it. That is the worst feeling in the world. Bad blowjobs. You should do a whole show on bad blowjobs. God damn it. I can write a book on that shit. Yeah, you keep it a bean, but you be sensitive. You don't be a dickhead. You don't just say, it's the worst blowjob ever. But just say, continue to use visual aid if you think that's going to eventually penetrate through her brain. Or you're just going to have to be, brutally honest. Like, listen, can you try to do it this way? Y'all might be vanilla. Y'all might not be lifestylers, so I'm trying to speak to you from that way. Shit, us dogs don't pet a problem. We yell at you. it's just a matter of communication, just like all things. I'm sorry y'all having that experience, but you are not alone. There's a couple brothers listening to this show who I have heard from them that it is definitely an issue out here. A lot of women are running around, got good cooch, but the dick suck game is garbage. So step your game up, lady. Get them jaws strong. All right, we got a couple responses to this one. Ms. Dopeness says, deny her a few times. She'll get the hint.
Right, that's what I said. Say, nah, you ain't got
to.
I'm good.
Sayo says, damn, we try. IP Sugar says, she'll never get better. He has to go eat. He's got to tell her, do not hint. Cat is going, yeah, I've been told that before. The shit hurts, but guess what? By the time he was done with me, I got better. Ren said, throw the whole bitch away. JoJo said, I was told that back in high school. Now I'm the clamp champ when it comes to the head. Damn, clamp champ though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some of our commentary here.
And this goes with anything. If somebody don't know that something is a problem, they can't fix it. Now, knowing it's a problem and doing nothing about it, that's a different story. Stop subjecting yourself to cake with no icing.
Yeah, that's sheesh. That's some dry-ass grandmom cake. Pound cake. All right, this one is from Ricky from Kingston. Ricky says, hi, guys. I have recently tried BDSM, and it did not go well. I don't ever want to try this again with my girl. She begged me to do it. I did it, and I think I might have been a little too hard, and I might have hurt her when it came to the impact stuff. I am 6'5", 325 pounds, and she is 165, and she does not have a lot of meat, a lot of cushion, and I really think I hurt her. We tried about 2 weeks prior to me writing this, and she says she is still in pain. What do you guys think is the best way to help with pain management, and also, is there other things that I can research or look into or someone I could talk to where I can accommodate her for some stuff, just not the hard stuff?
Well, the first thing is that she brought it to him. I don't know if it's something she's done before or she just seen it and wanted to try it or what, but they didn't go through the proper steps. They're supposed to be able to test the waters and see what, first of all, exactly what they want to be done, the level of the pain threshold that, that she can take. I mean, that's going from what type of paddle it is on to, you know, whatever tools that they're using. Because some people just think it's just, they hear, you know, spanking, and they just think it's just one thing. You know, you got to be able to know what you can take, what you can't take, how far you want to go with it. Got to have a safe word. You know, it's just so many different things. And her bringing it, to his attention, he probably didn't ask enough questions, and she didn't even have enough information. It's just she just wanted to do it. They didn't look into it, do no research or nothing, and see what it, you know, what it's all about. But so I think that was the main mistake with that. Now it's the essay. Now you have two people that go in to do something, and they're not educated about it. They didn't know what they're getting themselves into it. Now they're gonna mess it up for him. He said he don't want to do it ever again. You know. But go ahead, Hakeem.
I've been there. Late 90s. Yeah, I was a big guy with a little gal, and I did something similar, not knowing what the fuck I was doing, jumping out there. And I walked away from it for years. I eventually came back because I had a different perception of life. So, like all things, chess, not checkers. You just hop in some shit and do some shit without any research. Somebody can get hurt in BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
People have gotten infections. People have gotten seriously injured. Asphyxiation, you name it. Anything can go wrong if you don't know what you're doing and if you don't ease into it. And the most importantly, if you don't know what your tolerance level is for your partner. So, you know, we're supposed to talk, play, and then as we're comfortable, here comes the full-on scene. You know, a smacking it on her ass with your hand is not the same with a paddle. You know what I mean?
Right.
And some of these, I see some of these dudes be getting a big old thick wood paddles. Like, like, what are you about to do with that? You know what I mean? So some women can handle a lot of pain. Some can't. Now, in terms of pain management, Olivera, your best friend. Of course, Tylenol, Advil, lots of ointments, coconut oil. You know, there's things you can do. If you ever going to get back into it, remember the aftercare, which is the most important part. Because after you done beat the shit out of her and she's all bruised and sometimes whelped up, even cut up, she's going to need to be taken care of. You can't just roll
mm-hmm.
over and watch the game when you're fucking done. You know, you're a big old guy and she's a little girl and you didn't fuck her up and then just lay her, she's laying here all shivering and shit and all that kind of thing. So it's important to do aftercare. That is tending to any wounds, injuries, pain management, and just good old fashioned cuddling so she can go back to feeling safe again. Damn. Fuck this. Do you do aftercare after you do your paddling and shit, Quint? You be paddling it?
You tried it.
You rub they boo-boos and shit?
You tried it. I won't say about me personally, but I think aftercare is very important. And if you're going to be able to inflict the pain, you may also, you need to be able to soothe it as well. I'll leave that there. You tried it. You always tried it.
Right, this one is from Toya. Toya is saying, have y'all peeped how many women are getting into bisexual men? It's like a pandemic out here, especially down here in the ATL. How is it going up there in Philly?
How's it going out there in Philly?
Oh, it's going. President ain't nowhere tonight. It's going.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I guess they like can't beat them joining. I'd rather know about it than not. Hey.
That's sad. It's sad, but unfortunately, is a real thing. And I know it's definitely happening here because I'm seeing a lot of the women who are in the lifestyle posting about it. You know, like y'all out here pretending like you don't know that man bisexual. Y'all still gonna stay in a relationship with him anyway after you caught him with a man. We gotta be honest. And I was just saying to a friend of mine today, I've never seen it so easy before. And at the time, I was referencing how easy it is today versus when I was growing up to get pussy. Now, it's how easy it is to get pussy, gaslight, mind control, manipulate, lie to. It's like, goddamn. I don't want to use terms like hard up or settling, but goddamn, what do you call this shit? This is a real thing that's happening out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked to women who, but it's always on the flip side. They find out, and it's heartbreaking. Some of them go through a tough time because it's human to internalize something like that. It's human to go, it must be me. You know what I mean? Now, I've never recommended you stay in that mind space. If you got to get help, you got to get therapy, go get it. You know, I've had people attempt and commit suicide over down low men. But dating them knowing that this is not something that you're into, that's an issue.
Yeah.
Because you think this is what you have to do. So, I don't know. Scary times, Queen. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what time is it? How much time we got? Okay, we got a couple more. Enough time for a few more. All right, this one is from Jerome. Jerome. Whoa, Tempe, Arizona. Say, first time, guys, I heard about your show from my cousin Kat. Here is my situation. I recently came in from work through the back door while my wife was in the living room on the phone with her homegirl, and I stopped in mid-step when I heard her talking about how cute some dude was. So usually I throw my keys on the table to announce that I'm home, and I stop in. I froze, and I was ear hustling hard. This shit broke my heart. My wife wants to fuck some dude at her job. She was talking crazy about this, how sexy this dude is to her homegirl. Now, truth be told, I am not going to say anything because I want to find out who he is, and if I even think it happened, I'm trashing everybody. Am I wrong, or should I just buster and dead this thing now? Damn.
Damn, he said he's trashing it. Listen, I mean, I don't think you should go to that extreme because he's already premeditating the fact that if he thinks, not that he has proof or he see or he catches, if he even thinks, he going straight to violence. He chosen violence. That, see, and it's the thing is, is that, first of all, she was having a conversation about it within his home, and it's around the time he comes home from work, so it was a possibility that he can hear it. Once he heard something that was, you know, that made them antennas go up, he decided to listen and got his feelings hurt. This one, she had a conversation. because this another thing is going in. Now, she wrong. Whether she know he know or not, she's wrong. But she and she having that girl talk with her friend. But it wasn't just a he's cute thing. It's this is what she want to do thing. So right then and there, if it was me, I don't need no proof. I ain't got to wait around and wait for it to happen. She want to do it. So I'll be gone. She's already preparing or whatever the case may be. Well, I don't know how much farther. And it's somebody that she's going to be with, she works with. But he also can't hold that man. Like, he can't put that on that man. He may not know that. He may not even entertain in it, looking at his wife like that, even feel anything for that lady. So for him to automatically have his target on his back because of the wife's comments or feelings, now that's a no-no. He needs to sit and have a conversation. Look, I heard you. You know, don't be sitting here and, you know, letting it eat him up inside. Have that conversation. Because now he want to play detective. He want to find out who this person is. Who's to say what he's going to do when he find out who this person is? Because, like, he don't need to know what happened. He needs to think it happened. It could be just, you know, could be just that girl talk, oh, he's so cute or what, whatever. Because I don't know how, did he catch it at the beginning of the conversation? I mean, I know he hurt, his ego bruised, he feels some type of way. But he need to remove himself before he make a decision, you know, that's going to cost him.
I got mixed feelings in this one, Queen. I hear what you're saying, and you're speaking logically. But, man, whew, I would not be handling it as well as he handled it. Ain't nobody. I'd have been in jail that night. I'd be, since somebody put something on my books, because there's no fucking way you're in my house talking about how sexy another motherfucker. Man, I called Big Brenda enough. Called them big old girls to pull up.
I'm not saying he shouldn't feel a way towards her. I just don't think he should feel a way towards the other man because he doesn't have any facts. He don't have no proof that this. He's hearing what his wife feels. This guy may not know that's how she feels. He's probably not even looking at her. She might not be as tight. He might just be professional with her, you know, not really paying no attention or nothing. So I just don't think he should get to the back end.
Yeah, I agree. That's the logical, but our minds don't work that way when we're in the, you know what I mean? When we're emotional, and y'all handle y'all emotions a lot better than we do. When y'all handle y'all emotions, there may be some yelling, cussing, somebody probably will get snatched. Our emotions tell us to go get the gun. So it's a lot different. But you're absolutely right. I'm not taking anything away from that. I get the need to know. You want evidence and proof before you make a decision. Is it petty? It can be, and I'm be honest with you, I probably would do the same thing to a certain degree. If I'm strong enough to hold my shit together and not throw somebody out of a fucking window, then I would probably, okay, let me get more evidence. And once I got all my evidence, now I'm going to put it on the table and I'm going to ask you, do you want to walk out of here or do you want to fly the fuck out of here? Because Big Brenda and them is on their fucking what? Weaves, lace front, sew-ins, all that shit. Snatch. Bye. Get the fuck out. My lawyer be in touch. So it's just the disrespect and the comfort of it all, of being in your marital house talking about that. Now, if we're lifestylers, yeah, that's a different story. Lifestylers is a different situation. It's that's a norm. But if we... Is we vanilla like a fucking cup of briars? No. You don't do no shit like that. Must be out your rabbit ass mind.
Mm-hmm.
When a man don't throw his keys on the table, he listening hard.
Uh-huh.
He listening hard as shit. Yo, y'all gonna stop playing games, yo. Stop playing games with people. You could have that conversation anywhere in the fucking world, and he crept up on your ass. You were so into the convo, you ain't even hear a grown-ass man coming through the back door. You ain't going to have Big Booty Brenda and them coming through the back door either while I'm at work, and I don't know what happened. Fucking talk about how cute another motherfucker is where I lay my head at. Oh, boy. All right, we got a couple comments. Cat said, yeah, I already knew what your answer was going to be, Octo. Queen, you are right, though. all right, Ms. Dopeness got a couple here. Just because she vocalized it to her friends doesn't mean she would actually act on it. I agree. It's girl talk. Just like y'all guys say shit, we do too. I agree with that. I'm pretty sure she says the same about Michael B. Jordan, but because he's a celebrity and she's probably will never see him, it's because he's reachable and that's the problem. Exactly.
Yeah.
Telling me about Idris Elba, Michael B. Jordan, whoever the fuck is on TV, versus Malik down at the fucking four cubicles down that you keep seeing go, when he go to the bathroom, you watching him? Nah, we gonna have to talk. That's different. That's different. Lady Ren said, yeah, I can see why a man could be in his feelings about that. I would be, too, if I walked in and heard my dude talking like that about another chick. And, yes, I can. I'm a lifestyler, and that's I'm going to ask me some goddamn questions, who you talk about. And he better show me this bitch, and she better look like something. Fucking hell. That's why Michael B. Jordan, though. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Don't do nothing crazy, bruh. Breathe. It's hot as shit. You know what it is? They're over in Tempe. It's like 110 degrees over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one is from Makayla. Make sure I pronounce your name. Hey, guys, I recently just got a big promotion at my job, and I make almost double what my boyfriend makes. We live together, been living together for about a year and a half. Things have been going good, but I can't lie. The minute I got my raise and got my promotion, he has been acting super funky. He makes little comments like, yeah, you the breadwinner now, and oh, you getting money now, or you think you better now. What is up with that? Is this something that therapy could help with, or should she just chalk this shit up?
That's some issues within himself and telling how deep it goes and how long it's going to take. That's that insecurity. Like, I don't know how a man could, unless she's throwing it, if she's not throwing it in his face and belittling him and, you know, and talking down on him, is no reason why he should feel that way. She should not be getting crucified because her work is being acknowledged and she's getting promoted and being successful in her field. Then maybe he got to go out there and do a little bit more with himself if he feels that it's such a bad thing or feel some type of way about her earning more. That's a him thing. It's definitely 100% a him thing.
Oh, man. This is child shit, to be honest with you. If you making more money can bruise his ego that bad, what are we talking about here? Why are you even this is a very, very simple situation. Either you get your shit together, get your mind right, sir, or get the fuck on. Women are the leaders of industry now. Women are the ones going to school. They're putting in the work. They're getting promoted fast. Some of them are growing faster and still not being able to make what men make. But that curve isn't going to always be there. There's always going to be some scenarios where women are making more than men. Why? Because they are the go-getters. We just coast. With that being said, a lot of you dudes with these soft-ass egos, you're willing to mistreat your woman, disrespect your woman for money. So then maybe you should go fuck and marry money. That shit is corny. And if you continue to stay with him, if he don't hurt but correct himself, you just as goofy as he is for allowing it. How you gonna let somebody be mean to you because you're busting your ass at work? Let that, just think of it that way, instead of all the ways we're gonna justify holding on to this man. Get him the fuck out of here. Y'all have to be okay with saying you got to get the fuck up out of here. Because some of y'all are holding on to goofy shit and you're stressing yourself out and you're writing into people like, man, I got to be the bad guy to tell you that you goofy as fuck for allowing this to happen more than twice. Once, okay, you're in your feelings. Twice, okay, you cross the line. It shouldn't even be a third time because we're not talking about something of real significance. We're talking about this person who's allowing their personal ego to get in the way of a happy relationship because you bust your ass and you earned your way to a bigger income and growth at your job.
Yeah.
I say that one for later because I was pissed. It pissed me off when I saw that. But all right. We got a minute and 40 seconds.
Okay. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for their questions and their interactions on the show as well. Especially on our social medias. Shout out, Tasha.
Oh, man. Shout out to Ms. Dopeness. Shout out to Zio Styles. Shout out to Auntie Sugar. Make sure y'all go follow Auntie Sugar. And shout out to the entire team NAF. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to Limited Edition. I know you're listening. If you guys aren't busy, this Saturday night, going down to J.J. Mullins at Front and Gerard. Putting in Work Entertainment is doing an amazing R&B showcase called Soul Food. We in the Kitchen, Soul Food Edition, hosted by Al Bills. Keyshana K will be there. Zanice, who's been on the show before, she'll be there. And a whole host of others who are in the area. It's going to be a fun, fun event on my birthday. So it's $10 at the door, so y'all come down and check it out Saturday.
Okay. So make sure you put that information on the page, Hakim, or in the group.
Will do.
Okay. So that concludes our time for tonight and our show. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.